Erev Shabbat Shalom, Rabotai, I want to share with you something from, we start a new Sefer this week, Sefer Bamidbar. The, almost the entirety of the parasha, by the way, as the, you know what Goyim call Sefer Bamidbar, they call it numbers. Why? Because that's exactly what, a lot of Sefer Bamidbar, but especially Parashat Bamidbar, discusses the counting, the counting and the population of Am Yisrael, the census, how much each shivit had and how they camped in the midbar. And multiple times in this parasha, and then again in Parashat Be'alotecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps telling Moshe Rabbeinu not only to count shivit Levi separately, but in Isur, three times in the parasha, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that you're not allowed to count shivit Levi together with the rest of Am Yisrael. Don't count them. Ve'alvim lo utpakedu. And it says, the Levim were not counted. Keeps doubling down. And a lot of the Farshim ask, it's a little strange because even if Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to count them together with Am Yisrael, we know that there was a very fundamental difference between Shevet Levi and the rest of Am Yisrael. What were the ages that the rest of Am Yisrael was counted? 20. From 20 and up. Shevet Levi was count, no, 30 days. From 30 days and up. So the whole count, the whole, you know, the variables of that equation were so different. So even if you wanted to, not women, but even babies from 30 days and up were counted as a part of Am Yisrael, as a part of Shevet Levi. That's Gzirat HaKatuv. That's how Hashem said to count them. So even if you wanted to, the count was vastly different.
And without, even without the word less?
Yeah, there were 22,000, yeah.
With all the count, oh my God.
Yeah. So if that's the case, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to keep on telling Moshe Rabbeinu, don't count them together, don't count them together? There is, you see from here, I'll tell you in a moment, Or Chaim HaKadosh about this, but he says apparently, there's a Rashi. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, Hashem knew, that anybody who was above the age of 20 and was counted would be part of the Gzirah of the Miragilim and they would die in the Midbar. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Levim to be part of that count, and he wanted them counted separately so that they wouldn't be susceptible to the Gzirah, to the decree of dying in the Midbar because of the Miragilim. Which is interesting, Shevet Levi did not take part in the crying and the complaints of the Miragilim. So why would I think, even if they didn't participate, they should be killed? How does that work? Apparently we see that there's a koach haklal. When you're part of a group, there's something, there's just like there's collective reward. Tefillah betzibur. Can I ask you a question? When you pray betzibur, are you always praying with utmost kavanah? No. But nevertheless, there's a havtacha that when you pray with the tzibur, what happens to your tefillah? It goes all the way up to kisei hakavod. It's propelled because of the koach hatzibur. Rashi's teaching us that koach hatzibur works both ways. When you're part of a tzibur, hen letov vehen lelo kol kach tov, you're part of a tzibur and there's collective punishment. Or Chaim HaKadosh in Parashat Shelach says that Yehoshua bin Nun v'Chalev bin Efune chayu min ha'anashim ha'olechim asher hotziu dibat ha'aretz ra'a. Kalev and Yehoshua survived. Can I ask you a question? Wait a second. Why do you have to tell me that Kalev and Yehoshua survived? Hare, there's no reason why they should die. Why?
They
didn't say anything bad. And the whole gezerah on the Meragelim was only for those who spoke Lashon Hara. They didn't speak Lashon Hara. There's no reason for them to die. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, brilliant. He says, even if they weren't part of the group of the Meragelim, they were part of the group of Am Yisrael from 20 and above. Now therefore, since they were 20 and above at the time, Yehoshua at the time was 40 years old. If that's the case, that means they should have been part of the gzirah that befell the rest of Am Yisrael when that happened. But because the Torah makes a point of saying that they weren't in Eretz Yisrael at the time, they weren't part of that group, they were part of the group of the Meragilim, they didn't speak Lashon Hara, so they didn't deserve to die with them. They also were not part of the group of Am Yisrael because they were not in the Midbar at the time since they went to spy the land and therefore they were spared. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, what do you see from here? Apparently, even if they didn't speak Lashon Hara, if they would have been in the Midbar with the rest of Am Yisrael at the time when they complained, what would have been their lot? Even though they didn't participate, when they came back, but originally they weren't part of that group because they got separated to, and sent to spy the land.
People were complaining before they came back.
they were complaining in general, but even though the complaint was after they came back, but they weren't part of that group, they were part of a separate group of the Menagelim. Now, they didn't deserve to die there because they didn't speak bad, and they also were not part of the group because they were sent out of the Midbar to go check out Eretz Yisrael. What do you see? That if they would have been in the Midbar, even if they wouldn't have participated, they would have died. And we find an interesting, the Or HaChaim proves it. He says, Ya'ir ben Menashe, the Gemara says, he didn't die in the Midbar because he was above the age of 60 at the time of the Meragelim. What do you see? And wait a second. That's why the Gemara says that he didn't die. Ya'ir ben Menashe. The Gemara also says, Ya'ir ben Menashe was tzaddik yisod onam. He was shakul keneged ruba shel Sanhedrin. Why didn't you tell me that he didn't die because he was a tzaddik? Apparently, his tzidkut wouldn't have protected him. When you're part of a klal, you take the hit along with the rest of the klal. You know what saved him? The fact that he wasn't part of the group because he was above 60 at the time. The whole gezerah on Am Yisrael to die was all males from the age of 20 to 60, they were supposed to die. He was above 60 at the time of the gezerah, he was saved. And his tzidkut, his righteousness, would not have been enough to save him at that time. You see the ma'ala, anytime you're part of a group, to be very careful which group you choose to latch onto. Hen letov, hen lemutav. Because even if you're not, if you're part of a good group, if you're part of a group of osei mitzvot, even if you're not necessarily holding over there up to par, collective reward. And if you're part of a group that's maybe not, even if you're not necessarily following in that path, you're always, always part of a group. And that's what the Sichot Musar calls ma'alat haklal. Being part of a group reflects directly on you. And you have to remember, always, always, choose your group, choose your circles, choose your friends, choose your ke'ilah, very, very carefully, because that bears down on you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu analyzes everybody in that group, whichever way they deserve, even if they're not necessarily deserving of the reward or punishment, by mere virtue of being part of that group. That's how it reflects upon you, Rabotai. Shabbat Shalom. It's been a wonderful week. See you, Bezat Hashem, bright and early on Sunday morning, because
Sunday is the day.
That's right. That's right. Kol Tov.